Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And you might consider praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we had hoped we were going to have the views of Lieutenant Colonel Tom McKinney with us tonight. We're getting an answering machine, though, when we call him. So, well, we're just going to have open lines. We're going to ask you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, because I really don't have anything at all planned. But I will tell you a little bit about Colonel McKinney, because we were very, very close, perhaps 20 years ago, of fighting the issue as far as the AIDS epidemic was concerned. And really, our lives crossed many, many times during that period. And I haven't seen much of Colonel McKinney for many years, but let me give you a little of the background of who he is, because he had fought certainly in Vietnam. He had fought very valiantly and gotten promoted certainly from the ranks all the way up to lieutenant colonel, a totally dedicated, certainly American citizen who, like so many people during the Vietnam War, really thought that we were fighting communism in Vietnam. And of course, the whole idea was that communism was a threat to the world. And basically, of course, if we didn't defeat communism in Vietnam, why, the next thing, they'd take Cambodia and Laos. And then, of course, it would be Australia and New Zealand. And the next thing, they'd be on the beaches here in California. We had to stop communism in Vietnam as they were trying to expand throughout the world. And Colonel McKinney and many of the men who went to Vietnam to fight there honestly believed that. And I shall have to admit that during the early years of the war, I believed that as well. In fact, I used to argue very vehemently that we were fighting communism, we were justified. And there were a lot of people who were saying that we should not be going into war, we should not be going overseas to fight in other countries, that we should not be fighting communism. And I very, very foolishly, I shall have to admit, I actually believe those things, and only later on did I realize that that was all totally fallacious, that we were actually financing the Russians during the Vietnam War, and the Russians were financing the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese were financing the Viet Cong, and the Viet Cong were killing our boys over there, basically. Of course, the trucks that were being used to carry the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail that were being used to kill our boys. They were Ford Motor Company trucks. They were made at the Ford Motor Company in Gorky in Russia. And of course, what most people don't understand is that there are many American corporations over in Russia producing the goods, military goods, just exactly as we produced the military supplies during World War II in Germany, so the Nazis would be able to have the weapons with which to kill our boys. So it was during Vietnam, where the Ford Motor Plant in Gorky, in Russia, were making the trucks that were sent to Vietnam to be used to carry the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the supplies that were killing our boys. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's got to be open lines because we haven't been able to get hold of Colonel McKinney. But 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Colonel McKinney talks about, certainly, how valiantly he fought. He really believed what he was doing. timing was right and involved in that terrible war that killed 1 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese, until he finally realized what had really happened and how he had been used, as everyone had been used over there. And we lost 58,000 boys. Vietnam was a diversion, so we could bring in the Great Society. And that's what, of course, the elite actually said in their own publications. And nobody ever read them except a few extremists like myself. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Greater Liberty, and it's open lines this evening, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But Vietnam was a great learning experience for me, a tragic learning experience for the 58,000 men who went overseas thinking they were fighting for freedom, and they really weren't. It was all a make-believe war where we were funding certainly the communists who were killing our boys just exactly as we'd funded and financed the Nazis who killed our boys during World War II. But the average American couldn't understand that. Certainly the average military person couldn't understand that. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. We could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks instead of fighting for about 8 years there and killing 58,000 American troops and wounding hundreds of thousands of many who are still experiencing the pain of their wounds. Why do I say that we could actually have won the war in 6 weeks? Well, basically, we were never allowed to win. We would take a hill, and then we would pull back, and we'd take the hill again the next day, and then we'd pull back, and we'd take the hill again. And it was all simply a make-believe war. I know when our military planes were flying. I had a friend of mine who was flying Sydney fighter planes over there, and each fighter plane would carry a quarter of the ordinary load of bombs. So that basically one plane could have carried enough bombs as the four planes did, but they all actually was all make-believe. And they would send out these pilots, certainly, each carrying a quarter of a load of bombs so that we wouldn't be using so many bombs, but it would give you the impression we were fighting a war over there, and we weren't. I was personally told by four-star Marine General Lew Walt, and certainly by the American ambassador to Laos, and later certainly to he became the American ambassador to Iraq, and certainly Sullivan, I believe, was his name. But basically, they both told me that we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. We could have ended the war. We were never allowed to do that. And you have to understand why we were not allowed to do it. And basically, of course, if you read the Foreign Affairs magazine published by the people who control both political parties, who make mockery out of our electoral process, the Foreign Affairs magazine published by the Council on Foreign Relations at 5080 68th Street in New York City, which is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to take over control of the world. And of course, as Council on Foreign Relations was established in 1921, its headquarters at 5080 68th Street in New York City. And basically, we've been there, been through their papers on several occasions. But if you read the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the lead article is written by McGeorge Bundy, who talks about this idea of either or. That's the title of his article. It's either or. And before I go on, I want to give our telephone number because it's open lines. We do want you to call in at 1-888-24-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. You'd like to give us a call. Why, we look forward to your calls. But basically, McGeorge Bundy, writing the lead article in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, said this. He said, you know, there are a lot of people who say it's either or. It's either guns or butter. We can't simply fight the war in Vietnam and simply have this socialist program, a program here in the United States provides for the people. But that is not the case. It is not either or. And then he went on to say, and he says certainly on the next to the last page, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our programs here in the United States, because exactly the opposite is the case. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to pull out of Vietnam, there'd be tremendous reaction against our domestic programs. And so he goes on to say that we'll continue fighting over in Vietnam so we can pursue our domestic programs at home. Well, what were the domestic programs? The domestic programs were Medicare. The domestic programs was Medicaid. The domestic programs was a massive expansion, certainly, of all the welfare programs here in the United States that are bankrupting us today. But here is McGeorge Bundy. He had been the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. He was, at that time in 1967, saying, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our domestic programs. For exactly the opposite is the case. The road forward at home is by persistence, and the road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to pull out, there'd be a tremendous reaction to our domestic programs. And so we sent our boys out to fight and bleed and suffer and die as a great diversion, as they, of course, the elite, were moving us towards a socialist society, because, of course, we have far more socialism in the United States than they ever had in Russia. We have far more socialism in the United States than they have in communist China today. I mean, no other country has the socialism we do, because, of course, what most people don't understand is that something socialism has been financed by the people of great wealth in America who want to create an authoritarian society here. And you create an authoritarian society here by buying the support of the people. People will follow people who give them something. The reason our founding fathers did not want a democracy because they knew that people would eventually vote themselves into tyranny. And basically, a government that can provide for the people must be able to control them. And yet, who wants to turn down a check from the government when they're going to give it to you? Most people will take it. And so, after all, we take Social Security. We paid into it. Are we entitled to it? We take our Medicare. Why are we paid into it? And these systems might have worked, actually, if they'd been given the chance to. But first of all, they were unconstitutional. And secondly, of course, the politicians simply spent the money. And instead of having a fund where the Social Security and the Medicare funds went, that money was all used to pay for other socialist programs. And that is where so much of our national debt is, instantly in the funds that should be there to supply for Social Security and Medicare. And nobody's telling her these things, but we're headed into the total destruction of the financial infrastructure of this country. We have debts we will never pay off. And most of the young people paying into Social Security and Medicare today will never get this, because in the meantime, they're going to promote a great war and bring the whole system down. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But that's the background of the Vietnam War. It was a great diversion. 58,000 American boys died. Well, maybe they didn't all die. Some of them we actually abandoned and left to the tender mercies of the communists over there in Vietnam and Laos. But we never talk about them. We never talk about the men we left behind. But if you'd like to know about them, we have a 4-CD set, The Men We Left Behind. The 4-CD set, The Men We Left Behind. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And it'll break your heart to hear about the men we abandoned. Well, let's go to Pure Heart calling us from Aptos. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Pure Heart, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm always listening, of course. Well, to paraphrase Michael Parenti, our money is no object when it comes to making them any money at all. But and they're willing to let as many of us die as necessary to get their goals. That's very sad. I'm calling about cellular phones tonight.
Okay, go right ahead.
Most of my coworkers have them, and they've been dribbling out like the NSA is spying on you. Now they're spying, and they actually can tell where you are. They can actually tell where you are on your cellular phone now. And every time they dribble out a little bit of information, I ask my coworkers, "Well, gosh, they say they're doing this to you now. What do you think?" And invariably, they sort of give me a little blank look, and then we turn to their cellular phone, and they don't even seem to think about it. You know, I just wonder. I'm just incredulous. It doesn't seem to bother them one bit. You know, anybody I talk to, I just don't know what to make of it all, their passivity.
Well, you see, basically, most people cannot believe that there really are diabolical people who intend to kill off most of the population of the world. They can't believe that all of the wars in the past have been contrived. They can't believe that they are poisoning our water and our food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children. They can't believe, certainly, that genetically modified foods, and incidentally, we're the only country now that allows genetically modified foods. Europe won't allow them at all because they know they're carcinogenic and they certainly lower our immune system and that they lower our intelligence. They know all of these things. But, of course, the average American cannot believe that anything could be this diabolical, that they would actually be imposing these things on us, that vaccinations could be harmful to children. Some of the vaccines have done wonderful things. I mean, the idea that no vaccine has done any good, I think, is totally fallacious. But you never know what's in those vaccines.
Right.
You never know when they're going to put something in it that will truly be diabolical. But we do know that certainly since we've actually had people taking so many vaccines, we've had an explosion of cancer. We've had an explosion, certainly, of autoimmune disease because we alter the immune system, and this is why so many people...
And asthma as well.
Right, absolutely. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Well,
But basically, you ask why people are so passive. Part of it is because I believe, of course, their minds are not functioning correctly. Certainly, our minds are largely controlled by what we see on television, what we hear on radio, what we read in the newspapers, and they control all of these things. And as a result, it's very hard for people to understand the nature of the evil that we face.
Yeah. If they do, should I wait for the music?
Yeah, go right ahead. No, go right ahead.
The people who do say, well, you respond, typically say, well, I've got nothing to hide. And I say, well, that's interesting. Do you think the government deserves, whether you need to hide anything or not, do you think it's any of their business?
Well, ask them, are you a Christian? Well, if you're a Christian, they may very well want to kill you because they hate Christians. And why do you think of, hold that thought? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's open line, so if you have anything you'd like to talk about, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Pure Heart suddenly calling us from Aptos was saying, you know, Sydney, he talks to people all the time, talks about the fact that they're listening to the telephone calls, and basically, you know, their response is, well, I have nothing to hide. Basically, why should I be concerned that they're listening to my telephone calls? You know, Pure Heart, I think that that is where you really need, of course, to have a good response. And you ought to say something like, well, the Jews in Germany didn't have anything to hide either. But, of course, you know what happened to them. And they're going to say, well, I'm not a Jew. I don't have anything to worry about. But are you a Christian? Sydney, or most of them will say, well, you know, I do believe in Christianity. Or ask them, do you believe in God? Well, of course, they intend to kill off the people who believe in God because this is a godless movement. And what are you going to say to your children if you find out that certainly you did not do something when you could have saved our freedom? Or do you want to spend your twilight years telling your children and your children's children what it was like to have lived in America where men were free? What you have to do, Pure Heart, is to get people to understand that there really is a problem. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. Ask them if they've ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones. And point out that here in Elberton, Georgia, there's this massive monument there where, of course, in eight different languages, lay out this Ten Commandments that come from the dark side. The first one calls for the killing of over 90% of the population of the world, and ask them if you've ever heard of it. And say, you know, if there's something there, why have you never heard of it? You've never heard of it because it was erected by a secret society. And that secret society has great power here in America. And basically, they've been able to conceal the existence of the Georgia Guidestones, even though they're right there in Elberton, Georgia. You go over the internet on my website or just on the general website, look up the Georgia Guidestones or the American Stonehenge. What you have to do, Pure Heart, is let people understand that there's a problem that is going to affect them. And then, of course, the other thing you might want to talk about is, of course, you know that they're going to destroy the value of your money. They're going to destroy the value of your life savings. That's part of the program, to destroy the monetary system of America. Do you care? Do you ever have any money in the bond market, in the bank, or in insurance programs? Or certainly, try to make them understand that somehow this is going to affect them, because believe me, we are all going to be involved in this.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan. I do bring up the monetary aspect often as well.
Oh, I think that's important because that's something people will listen to.
Well, my parting thought is I follow your excellent advice to ask a gentle question rather than delivering a rant, and just to try to get them thinking. And I encourage all the listeners to also ask their coworkers questions on many of the great issues that come up on this show, and try to avoid delivering the rant.
God bless. Thanks very much, Pure Heart.
Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, we have Bruce calling in from Durand, Michigan. And I'm hoping that Ari will go ahead and pass him over to us so we can go ahead. But if you would like to talk about anything, remember, open lines, we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call and we'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Durand. Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay. I noticed Nelson Mandela was in the news today, his death.
Yeah, so what were your thoughts about that?
Oh, I don't think he's a great hero or anything. I was thinking of Israel, actually. That's my main question.
Well, let me just comment, as long as you brought up Nelson Mandela.
Sure, go ahead.
If you go to your internet and simply type in Norman Mandela supported terrorism, Nelson Mandela supported terrorism. You'll find out that he and his terrorists he worked with were killing women and children over there. And because I know, I lived in South Africa. And the reason, of course, is they would not release Nelson Mandela from prison was because he refused to renounce terrorism. And he was working with the terrorists who had been killing women and children over there, both black and white. And you'll never hear that mentioned in the news here in America.
Oh, no.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, they had Billy Clinton on there talking about how he was such, on CBS News, how he was such a great friend of Mandela. And
I believe that's probably right. They support the terrorists as well. But go up on the internet, check it out. Nelson Mandela supported terrorism. Nelson Mandela supported terrorism. Look at all the articles about it, and you'll never hear that mentioned by the control media.
I read that years ago. There's a author named Monica Stone who writes. She still writes about.
Hold that thought for just a moment.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. There's open lines this evening because our regularly scheduled guest wasn't here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But right now we have Bruce on the line from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Go right ahead. You had a question?
Okay. Yeah. Clinton there, he was talking about how they'd got South Africa to eliminate their nuclear weapons program. And I'd heard a long time ago also, but like the late 70s, that there was some anomalous flash that they saw off the coast of South Africa, the Cape of Good Hope there. They thought it was either a meteorite striking or they tried to explode a nuclear weapon. They gave it up, though. They were pressured immensely. I can remember in the 80s all the people talking about how evil South Africa was, and my mind immediately went to Israel. Barry Kamish doesn't think that they will attack Iran, and I don't either. I think they've gotten themselves into a South Africa syndrome where they've either got to do what the world community wants them to do. Remember how they were just castigated completely when they did that little Hamas attack there in Gaza. I mean, the whole world media was against them, but how evil. They're using drones, you know, and they were getting bombarded every day with little missiles, and they had like less than a week response, you know, I don't know how many days, 4 or 5 days of a response, and everybody was against them. Imagine what they do if they attacked Iran. I think they're in some kind of a South Africa syndrome. I don't know how it happened. How did it happen? They're either going to have to totally cease being the kind of state they are, or they're going to have to fight like crazy and not care what the rest of the world says. And I think they're in the South Africa syndrome. What do you think? And how did it happen? How did Israel get so stuck like this that they can't, you know, they're like Gulliver, hidebound with 1,000 little strings.
But you're looking at it from a logical point of view, Bruce. You're looking at it as simply as most people do, without understanding the powerful spiritual forces at work over there. First of all, certainly I believe that Israel is simply a satellite of the United States at the present time. Netanyahu, people have forgotten, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I think he pretty well does what he's told to do. Now, today, I have a friend of mine who has spent many years with the CIA. So I sent him a little message and I said, well, what's going on in Iran? Is there anything new? And he wrote back and he told me that he has gotten information from intelligence agencies, not only in the United States, but in other countries, Turkey and elsewhere. And basically, all of them think that this whole deal, agreement with Iran is going to break down. It's not going to last. It's not going to hold. That basically, of course, Obama is giving billions of dollars to Israel to be quiet, just to sit back on the sidelines, not to do anything just yet. But they think the intelligence people working in intelligence agencies think that this whole system is going to collapse. In other words, our relationship, this 6-month agreement with Iran is not going to hold. And my interpretation of it is this, that basically the elite want a war in the Middle East. But basically, they don't have the support of the American people. I mean, basically, they didn't have the support of the American people for World War I, so they had to create all sorts of incidents to justify the war. They didn't have the support of the American people for World War II. That's why they put an embargo on the Japanese so that they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world and they couldn't trade with any other countries. Japan was going to either have to attack in America or they were going to collapse. And we knew they were going to attack us. We put them in that position. We were already at war with them. The American people didn't know that. And as far as the Germans were concerned, why, it was American corporations who were building the weapons for Germany, both before and during the Second World War. It was all phony. But if you hadn't had the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, the American people never would have gone along with the war. And the same thing with Vietnam. They didn't want to get involved in a war in Vietnam. So they had to have a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident. Suddenly, this whole thing going to war with Afghanistan in 2003 was after this phony attack on the World Trade Center. Ladies and gentlemen, look at those buildings coming down. That's controlled demolition. Look at Building 7 come down. Notice how the center of the roof collapses first, and then the base of the building comes down. That's a controlled demolition. We brought the buildings down. We killed the people there, but you had to have an incident to get us into the war. You ask me what's going on as far as Israel is concerned and what's going on over there, I think Israel will do exactly what they're told to do. But I think that the war is coming. I think that this agreement with Iran probably will not hold. That's all I can tell you. It's only conjecture on my part, Bruce, but this is the way it looks to me.
Yeah, I just got the feeling that they are in a PR war that they are too wimpy to shudder off, you know, or just shake off of themselves and say, we're not going to play that game. They want to look good to the world community. So as long as they want to look good to the world community, you're going to have people like Catherine Ashton, and God forbid, but it sure looks like it, Hillary Clinton in 2016, telling them what to do, you know, how they ought to behave themselves like nice little gentlemen and do this and that.
Well, I really don't believe that they're going to elect Hillary, and she may run in 2016, but I think they're going to put a Republican in. They usually alternate Democrat, Republican. It's all a facade. If you run for the presidency, you do it because you have been selected by the elite, and whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they will always carry out the same policies.
Sure, seems like it, doesn't it?
Right. Anything else, Bruce?
Oh, do you think she'll be nominated? Do you think
we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, she's certainly working in that direction, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay, you take it easy.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. And right now, let's go to Dave is calling from Central New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line, so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Dr. Stan, if there is an area where cancer is very prevalent in babies and the very, very young, what are the possibilities that could be causing this in several small rural areas, in your opinion?
Well, I think that there are lots of things that can be. Certainly, there could be some sort of a toxin there. Remember, certainly, cancer used to be a very rare condition. 100 years ago, about one in every three people got cancer. Today, certainly well over 30% of the women and over 40% of the men get cancer. So cancer is much more prevalent is because we come in contact with so many toxins. And if there's a toxin in the area, why it can just attack the immune system and predispose the children to cancer, certainly. Basically, of course, we saw this one area. There was a room somewhere, and I've forgotten what the university was, but there were about six people who went in there to study, and five of them got brain cancers. And of course, it turned out because it was a large cell phone tower right outside, and it was the beams from the cell phone tower that were beaming into the people and, of course, attacking their brains or their immune systems. So basically, we'd have to know the details. Where is this community you're talking about, and what sort of cancer are the children getting?
Yeah, it's a rural area that I heard that was taking place. I don't know any other details. So.
All right, but basically, I don't know anything about it, but certainly there have been instances where they've actually found certainly people have had a much larger increase of cancer, and it's related to toxins in the environment.
Would it be in the water or in the air?
It can be in the water, it can be in the air, it can be in the food, but if it's in a community, it's probably within either the water or the air. Or it could be certainly some sort of electronic beams in that area. Certainly, abnormal electronic impulses like come from a cell phone tower can have an effect on your health and actually promote cancer. So there's so many different things it could be, Dave, that can produce this. And basically, we are so susceptible to cancer because of they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning the forests and the trees and they're poisoning our vaccines. Some of the vaccines predispose to cancer. Go ahead.
What's the status of a baby's immune system? Up until what age is it mature or, you know, fully?
Well, probably about a year at least the beginning to develop, you know, a pretty good immune system. This is why, of course, initially it's so important that children breastfeed because the breast milk actually tends to protect them against infections and other things, helps to certainly to reinforce or help their immune systems. So it takes a certain amount of time, 6 months to a year, before the immune system starts working, which is why women should breastfeed their children if they can.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing my best to stay warm. I'm trying to minimize my bicycling miles.
How cool. What's the temperature up there?
The ambient is hovering between 9 and 13 degrees. You got a major Arctic air mass, and according to the National Weather Service, the average temps are between 20 and 40 degrees below normal.
Well, where's Al Gore when we need him, you know? What about this global warming that's supposed to be happening? Why are there, a couple of days ago, they announced that we're over 1,000 all-time records for weather, for cold. 1,000 cold records, colder than ever been before. Where's Al Gore when we need him?
Yes, indeed. Point well taken. However, God, you know, engineers these things. That's why you can't grow really nice apples in California, is you have to have chilling hours. Those chilling hours actually help us to develop the wonderful apples we get over in Washington State. And it also kills off pathogenic bugs and paper wasps. But what I called about, you had an earlier caller that had mentioned Nelson Mandela, and I think it's important to tell the truth about history, even if it's a sad memory for some that he just recently passed. I know you have Lowell Ponte on. I really enjoy your discussions with Lowell Ponte, and he's a great student of history. And Lowell Ponte pointed out that both Nelson and Winnie Mandela were quite the terrorists. And during the time, they used to do a thing called necklacing. And what they would do to their opponents, they would take an old tire, throw it around their neck, fill it with gasoline, and set it on fire. And that's the memory, that's the legacy of Nelson and Winnie Mandela.
And you see, the average individual isn't going to believe you, Dee, even though I know what you're telling is the truth. But so for your listeners out there, and I did this before I went on the air this evening, go over to the internet, go to Google or your search engine, and type in Nelson Mandela supports terrorism. Nelson Mandela supports terrorism, and he supported the terrorism that was killing both women and children there, both black and white in South Africa. And he was in prison, and they would have released him from prison if he renounced terrorism, and he would never renounce terrorism. But you're never going to hear that on the media in America. But fortunately, Dee, we do have the internet, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you want to check and find out what I'm telling you is truth, go to your search engine and type in Nelson Mandela supported terrorism. Nelson Mandela supported terrorism, and look at all the articles. There will be some there that, of course, saying it isn't true. But I will tell you, I lived in South Africa for 3 years, from about 1954 to 1957, something like that. And basically, there was no question at all that they were. No, I'm sorry, that it would have been about 10 years later than that. But anyway, suddenly there was no question at all that they were deeply involved in that.
Yes, indeed. Your point's also well taken about the internet. We need to use the internet in a godly way, our search engines, and whether it's Start Page, which is what I use, or Google, those searches are counted, and every time I go to the library, I enter impeach Obama or fight Obamacare and those sorts of things, and what it does is it develops metrics on the internet that they know that there's opposition, and we need to keep steadily supporting the opposition, because that's our only hope there's no chance of that Obama would repeal his own legislation. We have to impeach him to actually repeal the legislation and to reduce the minefield.
You're absolutely right. Well, let's see. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
That'll do. We'll see you later.
Okay, God bless. And let's go to our next caller, who just happens to be my wife. And she was saying we were in Africa from 1974 to 1977. Thank you, honey. I appreciate your calling.
That's right. I want to thank Dee for just calling in and bringing that up. Because, you know, when we were over there, I can honestly say that no matter where we went in the white or black section of town, we never felt any fear. Apartheid was gradually giving way. People were coming together. And after Mandela was, you know, president, and things have changed so much. I mean, there are people today who literally have fire throwers on the side of their cars to protect themselves from attacks on highways. I mean, this was never heard of in those times. I mean, it was a peaceful country. It wasn't perfect, but it was a peaceful country until Mandela, and that the whole thing was this, you know, where they used to put the necklace thing, and that's where it started, was with the Mandelas. Winnie Mandela started doing this.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, certainly there was apartheid. But basically, you had your black areas, you had your white areas. I was the chief of orthopedics at a black hospital. And something I will never forget, you know, going to the hospital at 2 o'clock in the morning, called in for an emergency. And basically, because there were no whites in the hospital other than the surgical residents there, and they had called me. And I would basically, there weren't enough beds for the blacks. So a lot of them simply were laying on the floor. They had a little mattress, they had a red blanket, and they had a small pillow, and they were laying, several hundred of them laying on the floor, and I had to walk down about 100 yards down this hall to get to the surgery, and I never felt any fear from these people. Basically, they looked to me for help. They knew I was there to help them. There was a wonderful relationship between black and white, yes. There was apartheid, certainly, but certainly the government spent more money. The white government spent more money providing certainly welfare for the blacks than they spent providing welfare for the whites. Now, sure, there were a lot more blacks than there were whites, but it was a good society. It was changing. It would have changed spontaneously, but that was not what Nelson Mandela wanted. They wanted to destroy the system, and they did destroy the system, and they killed an awful lot of people. And I will tell you that today, the people who live in South Africa, both black and white, look back to the days before apartheid as a time much, much better than what they have today. I'm sure of that. Go ahead, Barbara.
No, I was just thinking the one night when I shipped my car over from here to South Africa, and I was driving down back from Durban to Bloemfontein where we lived. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning by the time I managed to get onto the highway, and there was a young man walking down the road. He was from the military. And during that time, I had no fear or worry about having to stop and pick somebody up that was walking along the side of the road. I mean, never honestly can I ever say I felt fear if it was the black or the white. And the government then, I mean, they subsidized all of the, like, bread and sugar and milk and everything like this. And they preserved so many of the jobs for the black people so that they would have something. And they cared for them. And it has changed.
And now there's a 50% unemployment there in the black population. And many of the blacks look back to the days of the apartheid warmly. And a lot of them don't think as we do here today about Nelson Mandela, because they knew he was a terrorist. But you'll never hear that from ABC, CBS, NBC here in America.
Well, I don't think many of them actually, you know, grew up during those days, and they just, you know, brainwashed since then. But anyway.
God bless. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are suddenly a regular listener and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And I know a lot of people are having real problems. I got an email this morning from David Bay, who puts on Cutting Edge Ministries, a good friend, and he was simply saying that suddenly the contributions seem to have dried up within the conservative movement. And he was asking for funds and suddenly saying that he was going to have to dramatically cut back on his ministry if he didn't get funding. Well, we already gave up our weekend program, which was heard on about 30 stations, but we had to do that so that we could maintain our afternoon programs. But 5 hours a day now, 5 days a week, we do radio, and we need to keep that network of stations there. And so if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter and our four best CDs or tapes of the month. Or you can simply subscribe to the newsletter, or certainly you can buy the books. And we've got all sorts of books and four tape sets and four CD sets. If you want to know about water fluoridation, we have an excellent four CD set. It's called Fluoride, The Hidden Agenda, and it comes with an excellent syllabus that will give you the information you need to let other people understand the fact that they are poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing, and this whole thing is really targeted even more at the blacks and at the whites, and nobody's going to be telling the public that. But my talk, Fluoride, The Hidden Agenda, and then, of course, the syllabus goes with us. We recommend it. And then we, of course, have my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Because Agenda 21 is the master plan that's being implemented today. And of course, basically, they keep our attention focused on what's going on over in Russia, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on, and we have all sorts of other threats to America, and they may very well be real, or maybe they're contrived. We can never tell what it is, but we can tell you one thing for certain, and that is that, of course, there's a very real threat to America from Agenda 21, which is a subversive movement that has suddenly its agents planted in every county in the United States and certainly in every country almost throughout the world. Agenda 21 is an international subversive plan. It is the master plan for what's going on today. You can get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Agenda. And then, of course, you get an excellent talk by Michael Shaw on certainly Agenda 21. In fact, he has two talks we have. They're both readily available. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you get my talk or get any of the talks, you should get the syllabus that goes with that. There's a syllabus that will give you some of their documentation so that you can verify what we're saying. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know what they're doing. So basically, if you'd like, of course, to get the copy of our material, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have a four CD sets on population control. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. We have a talk called Population Control, The Secret Agenda. That's Population Control, The Secret Agenda. And we go into the background of the Georgia Guidestones and basically, of course, the writings where they talk about the necessity of killing off the majority of the people in the world. And you say, that's crazy talk. Who in their right mind would want to do that? And the answer is nobody in their right mind. But the enemy that we face today is not in their right mind because they worship a different God. And when you really understand they really do intend honestly to kill off most of the people in the world, then so much of what's going on begins to make sense. So if you'd like to get the material that we talked about, or certainly get the health products we carry, and we do carry things for male prostate support, and we have the magnesium, and we have the certainly Iodorol, we have all sorts of health products you need, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who is certainly over there in Israel. She lives in Israel. She reports to us on a regular basis of what's going on over there in Israel. Hi, Cheryl. How are things going?
Oh, well, they're going pretty crazy as normal.
Why don't you suggest bring us up to date with what's going on from your point of view?
Yeah, well, as you know, right now, John Kerry is here from the United States, and he's trying to get a peace agreement between the Palestinians and Israel. And so that's the big news. Of course, everything is supposed to be done behind closed doors at this point. A few things are leaking out, and one of the big things right now is that Kerry was talking about giving over the security of the Jordan Valley to the Palestinians or to a third party like the UN, and then Israel wouldn't be down there. They wouldn't have control over who crosses the border into the so-called West Bank. And if that happens, Israel's security is really going to be damaged. So Israel's trying to hold on to that. Yet Israel wants to come up with some kind of peace agreement and get this over with. And they also heard, what we're hearing is that there's a limit, a time limit that Kerry has of May 2014, so that this whole thing can be finished. So he's really pushing. And what he said at one point was that if Israel does not do something quick, there could be a third intifada, which really drew attention. And now the attacks have stepped up here in Israel, have stepped up really bad. So he should never have said that, because it almost gives the green light to the Palestinians that, okay, if Israel doesn't listen, then you guys are going to have a reason for attack again.
Well, now, basically, though, to the majority of the Palestinians want to go to war with Israel. I mean, so many of them actually work in the Jewish section, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually 103,000 Palestinians that work in Israel, and 34,000 of them work here illegally without permits. Those 103 have permits to come in Israel. Most Palestinians would lose their jobs because the unemployment rate is absolutely high in the Palestinian area. Plus, they only make between $300 and $500 a month in the Palestinian areas. So they need Israel in order to work. So, yes, a lot of them don't even want a problem with Israel. So it's hard.
And well, how much can they make if they actually are working in Israel?
If they work in Israel, they actually get pretty close to minimum wage here. Because what they do is they come in. If you have a permit, you definitely get minimum wage here, which is probably close to $6 an hour, something like this, which is a lot more than you would make in the Palestinian Authority. Now, those that are here illegally, they're working under the table. So they get taken advantage of sometimes, and they could get paid, you know, a lot less.
But that would be, certainly they're making at least $1,000 a month, pretty much close to that, aren't they?
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. Making much better money here. So that's why they're sneaking into Israel. They're risking their lives. They're risking going into prison just to work in Israel to make a wage.
Well, now, basically, what are the attitude towards the Israeli people, towards basically what Kerry is trying to force Israel to make concessions to the Palestinians? But the Palestinian leaders really don't want peace. I mean, Israel has, time and time again, made major concessions. They certainly gave them Gaza. Supposedly, that was going to bring peace. They're trying to give them parts of the West Bank. But how do you think there are any concessions Israel could make that would actually please the Palestinian leaders? If we could ever really have peace there?
Well, all in all, no. I mean, if Israel gives up the Jordan Valley, as I said, that there would not be any security for Israel. If Israel goes back to the 67 borders, a lot of the huge communities, one that I live in, 35,000 to 40,000 people, would have to give up their homes. And we know from before that as the Israelis given up homes, the rockets actually get shot into Israel. So actually in Gaza, this one just came out.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Just a moment.
Thank you, boss.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl lives over in Jerusalem and is with us certainly the first Thursday evening of every month, keeping us abreast of what's going on over there. If you have a question for Cheryl, don't be bashful. You can call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Cheryl's just saying that John Kerry's over there trying to get the Israelis to make all sorts of concessions and give up more land and sovereignty to the Palestinians. And suddenly the Israeli government doesn't want to do it, that they've made these concessions in the past, as they did with Gaza. And, of course, once they'd given Gaza to the Palestinians, Hamas moved in and has used this as a missile base for attacking the southern part of Israel. And so basically, of course, these Israel certainly has made time and time again the concessions. And in my estimation, I think that intelligent people realize that you can make all the concessions you want to. The only thing that will make the Palestinian leaders happy is the total destruction of Israel. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, the charter for Hamas says that they need to wipe Israel out. They have to demolish Israel, wipe them into the sea. That's what they're working towards. That's their goal. And in the Palestinian Authority, they're a little bit more quiet about what they want, and they're doing it more politically. So they look a little bit more westernized, and so people are believing them more, at least the people in the West. Now, the people here in Israel aren't believing them. They see that they've given land, and they have not gotten peace. They've gotten more rockets instead. So the people, as you said before, they're getting more discouraged about what's going on. They know what Kerry is proposing, what America's proposing, is actually impossible. And actually, the Palestinian Authority doesn't want to do what Kerry's saying. They want more than what Kerry is bringing out. Israel wants less than what Kerry is bringing out. So they've got a lot of work to do behind those closed doors in order to come up with an agreement. People are very discouraged about what's happening from America. As a matter of fact, a lot of, if you go to the polls now here in Israel, most people do not believe America is going to be standing with Israel, and they don't believe that America is standing with Israel at this point. They think they need to get another country or other countries on their side to be allies from the West, because they feel like if something happens here, America is not going to have their back. So, yes, there's a lot of discouragement here between people.
Right now, basically, what about Syria? What do you hear about what's going on over in Syria? Certainly what we hear is that the mercenaries over there certainly seem to be losing the war. That Assad is probably is probably going to win the war and reestablish the secular government they had. Whereas, of course, the United States and Saudi Arabia are backing the mercenaries and want to bring in a radical Islamic state under Sharia law. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would America be backing this effort to overthrow the existing secular government and impose a government that under Sharia law? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the government that is there, he's Alawite, the president Assad is Alawite, but it's an offshoot of Islam, and he is for the Shiite Muslims. The Shiite Muslims are fighting the Sunni Muslims. The Sunnis are the more so-called moderate Muslims, the ones that we're dealing with and getting oil from, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood. We're actually in cahoots with all these people. But with the Shiites, they are so against America. These are the ones chanting death to America, death to Israel, Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, all the terrorist-type organizations are the Shiites, and Russia's helping them with giving them weapons. So we want to back the Sunnis, who we can deal the oil with, who we can continue getting our oil from. Now, if the Shiites win this war, then the Shiites can block the oil to the West, and they figure whoever controls the oil in the Middle East is going to control the West. So it's all about control over here, and the Shiites from all different countries are going in fighting against the Sunnis, who, as you just said, America's backing, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. We've actually trained troops, elite soldiers that are now near Damascus fighting against Assad's army. And so they thought, well, maybe the Sunnis will win this. We're trying to back them. Israel is helping them. Now, Israel's neutral, and they're on the border. They can't get into it because they have both Shiite and Sunnis here in the Palestinian Authority and in Hamas. So they have to be very careful, but they are sending food, water, supplies into the people that are being hurt. They're bringing them into the hospitals. Now, the Sunnis are the ones that are attacking the Christians, and these are the ones we're backing. They actually took over a village, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, and it was known as a Christian village in Syria. And they actually kidnapped, they locked up the nuns. Who knows what they did with the nuns and the orphans. And they beheaded a priest. They are killing the Christians because the Alawite, Assad, was helping the Christians, was at least protecting the Christians.
You know, basically what you're saying, what you're saying is the forces that we are backing are basically the ones who are killing the Christians and beheading the priests. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we be backing the people who are killing the Christians?
Yeah, we are backing the people that are killing the Christians right now. And the Alawite, Assad, was kind of protecting the Christians. They were living much better. And now they're fleeing. The Christians are fleeing, or they're being killed, they're being raped. They're just tragedies. I mean, things that are happening are crazy to the Christian people over there. And yes, and we're backing all of this.
Well, how do the people there in Israel feel towards the Syrian regime? How do they feel about Assad? Would they rather have Assad in power, or would they have the radical Islamists in power in Syria?
Well, Assad was okay in power. Things were quiet. They knew that at some point, though, that they were going to start picking on Israel and wanting to take the Golan Heights from Israel. So Assad, because he's with the Shiites, is a dangerous situation also. The Shiites are the ones that Hezbollah, who has rockets pointed at Israel, and Syria actually has made chemical weapons that they were planning to shoot in Israel to take over the Golan Heights. Now they are passing those chemical weapons over to Hezbollah and have passed some of them over. Now, yes, they're supposed to be getting rid of all their chemical weapons, and Russia, their wonderful partner, is supposed to be watching over this process, make sure they get rid of all their chemical weapons. Everyone knows that this is not what's happening. This is a great show for the West, but this is not what's happening on the ground. They're actually, they've got their chemical weapons. Russia is sending them more weapons, not chemical weapons. They're sending them missiles, and they're backing them. So how can they get rid of the chemical weapons if Iran or Russia is sitting there watching them and helping them? So it's really a mess over here, what's going on with the chemical weapons. Now Hezbollah, who's right on the border and sending troops in to help Assad shoot against and kill the Sunnis. These Hezbollah people have rockets pointed at Israel. And the last number figure I heard was 200,000. That came from a conference with Netanyahu.
200,000 missiles.
I'm sorry, 200,000.
200,000, is that correct?
That's correct. 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel.
And these are sitting in Lebanon, just north of Israel. And basically, we've heard the same story from other people. Now, are some of those missiles actually have chemical weapons on them? Is Assad shipping some of the chemical weapons into Lebanon?
Yes, this is what's going on. As a matter of fact, you hear about Israel taking out convoys of trucks going into Lebanon. That's why they're taking them out, because they're chemical warheads going into Hezbollah. Now, they believe some of those warheads already got to Lebanon, to Hezbollah. There are Hezbollah fighters, thousands of troops inside of Syria, and that are taking chemical weapons back. So Israel's trying to keep an eye on this, making sure it doesn't cross the border, these convoys. So they have to protect themselves. But they believe some chemical weapons have made it. If they attach those chemical weapons to the warheads, they can shoot them into Israel, and we will have chemical warfare here.
And
so
basically, I think that this is the thing you're not hearing here in the United States. And of course, we've heard this from other sources, that actually some of the chemical weapons are getting into Lebanon. Hezbollah is getting them. They're putting them on the missiles. Now, my understanding is that the people there in Israel are really very worried. In fact, most people there do have some sort of a room they can go to where they'd at least be temporarily protected from the chemical warfare. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, even in my home here, I have a safe room. It's encased in cement. It has metal windows and doors. You tape up all the light sockets. You tape up the electrical sockets. Any place where air can get through, because if air can get through, chemicals can get through and can kill you. We've gone down, got our gas mask. We know how much air is in that room before we have to leave that room. We have supplies in that room. Everyone's getting their bomb shelters ready, their safe rooms ready, because it's a real possibility that Hezbollah will be firing chemical weapons into Israel. We don't know how many chemical weapons they have there, but it's believed they do have them. And it's a dangerous situation, especially in the north. They are, as you said, on the border. You can stand on a mountain and you can look at Lebanon in Israel. And I've been up there many times. When I went skiing at Mount Hermon, we call it here, you can see Lebanon. You can see Syria from there. We are right on the border of these dangerous countries that want to wipe out Israel.
And see, this is what we're not hearing here in the United States. Basically, they shape our reality. They tell us what they want us to hear. But I don't think that most Americans really understand that some of those chemical weapons are certainly on the missiles aimed at Israel, that the people in Israel certainly have their gas masks, have their safe rooms. Now, does everybody in Israel pretty well have a gas mask or enough gas masks for the people?
No, unfortunately, I'd say just about half of the people have them, which is a huge climb since last year. People have been waiting in lines. It could be now 60%. They want people to go down and get their gas masks. The post offices were open where you can get them there. They had points in the mall. You'd see herds of people just around the tables grabbing their gas masks. They are very expensive. I heard they were $300 a piece. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a lot of money for the government to be giving out to each citizen, because you got 7 million, and they're talking about Israeli Arabs too. They're giving the gas masks too, and they ran out. They stopped making them. They have to get these factories up and running and making more gas masks.
Well, but this doesn't make any sense. If you're expecting a gas attack on your country, you'd think that you'd want everybody to have a gas mask over there.
Yeah, but they stopped having the threats. I mean, this was a couple years ago, and there was no problem going on, and so the funding stopped. The guy at the factory that owns the factory said the funding stopped. We can't continue making gas masks without funding from the government. So they've, of course, put more money into the funding and began making more gas masks. They want every citizen to have a gas mask here.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Cheryl Hancock from Israel, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl simply says that over in Israel, as far as the violence is concerned, there are only a few small areas where there is any violence, and that she'd probably feel much safer in Israel where she is today than she would certain parts of Los Angeles, where certainly they do have so much gang activity. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, absolutely. And you see people jogging down the streets, walking at all hours. People, especially in Tel Aviv, they say it's the city that doesn't sleep. People are up all hours of the night, going from place to place. It's very safe, really, if you know where to go. Now, I do have to mention that there has been stepped-up attacks against the Jewish people, and this is mainly young Palestinian or Israeli Arab people. Around the Mount Scopus area where the Hebrew University is, the students are being attacked by the Israeli Arabs that live there in that area. And so there are certain areas that are dangerous, getting more dangerous now. If you go into Israeli Arab neighborhoods in Jerusalem, you could get your tires slashed, things like this. So you have to know where to go and where not to go and when. Like on Fridays, you don't want to go to the old city normally because they have prayers on Fridays, the Muslim prayers, and afterwards they come out incited, and usually there's a problem, and they have demonstrations, and they'll throw rocks. So there has been more rock throwing, buses hit. That's the public buses here, not the tourist buses. The cars have been hit. One two-year-old girl ended up in the hospital the other day because a rock was thrown through the window of the car, and she got hit in the head. So it's very dangerous as far as the back roads in the West Bank. So that has stepped up. And I think people are just frustrated because these talks don't seem to be going so well. They have not come up with an agreement yet.
Well, now, are you going into the West Bank area? Because I know you do work with the Palestinians there. And what's the sort of response you're getting when you go into the Palestinian area? Wow. What are the Palestinians telling you? And isn't that a rather dangerous thing to be doing?
Wow, yeah. Actually, it's a little bit more dangerous than it has been. I've always gone into the Palestinian areas, and I drive through them taking shortcuts. I go to villages, and I take food and clothing to the Palestinian people. And the reason is because I used to go in there and drive through there, and I'd run into people that just don't have food. And in the wintertime, you see kids in sandals because they've grown out of their shoes. They don't have any warm coats. It gets cold. It can snow in some area in parts of the so-called West Bank. So I go in, and I have a lot of Palestinian friends, and I take them these items of humanitarian aid. But also, they want to hear about the Lord, and this is being a Christian, this is my heart, is that the people would receive the Lord and have the Lord living in their heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, because if he's in their heart, they're going to have peace with their neighbors. The first thing we teach them is to love their neighbors. And it's funny because a lot of these people that I baptized in the Jordan River, they are actually going to Messianic congregations, which is Jewish background congregations where they're believers, and they're being embraced by the Jewish people. So it's great to watch this. One of the guys that I go to, he's actually working with a Jewish man. He's a contractor, and this Jewish man hires him. He hires Palestinians, My friend hires his Palestinian friends, and they get work that way. So now it's more dangerous for me to go into one of the villages because they had elections recently, and I didn't know this, but Hamas has taken over some of the towns in Israel proper. Now, everybody thinks Hamas is down at the in Gaza only, and they're taking over Gaza. That's not true. They're actually in Israel. They fly their green flags in the West Bank areas. And if I go in that area by myself, I could be kidnapped because the word for Hamas, the Hamas put out, was to kidnap Americans wherever you find them. So I have to be very careful of going in there, especially as a Christian. They don't want you to convert. If a Muslim converts, he could be killed for that. That's a crime punishable by death. So I go into a Hamas area now, and I really could use prayers for that. But these people are coming to the Lord like crazy. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of all that's going on, the killing, and sending their kids to become suicide bombers. They want a normal life like we have in the West.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope that many of you over listening out in the audience will pay for Cheryl. Cheryl Hancock, because, of course, she is over there, and she's risking her life on a regular basis. She's been over there for, what, 14 years now, something like that?
Yeah, over 14 years, maybe it'll be 15 years. So
basically, remember her in your prayers, because basically, why, of course, only God can protect her when she goes in into these Palestinian areas. Remember, if you are a Palestinian, you convert to become a Christian, or they'll kill you. And that's if they know about it, that's something they can put into contract out you. And basically, of course, if Cheryl is there and helping to lead people, Palestinians, to the Lord, why she becomes a target for them. So please think about her, and we hope many of you will give serious consideration to supporting her as well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. She has a ministry over there, Sydney, and she is an investigative reporter over there and reports directly for Radio Liberty. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it is Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl is our representative over there in Jerusalem. And Sydney, if you have a question or comment for Cheryl, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl, basically, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you if they'd like to know what you're doing, perhaps to support you? How could they get reach you?
Yeah, the best way is to get a hold of my email. You can get a hold of me by email. My email address is very simple, all one word. It's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And I will answer those emails.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. If you can't figure it out or remember it, you can always call us and we'll get it for you. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for our guest or comment?
Yes, I have a question, Juan. Cheryl, I was wondering, you mentioned about gas masks. What about the little children and the babies? What do they do for them, and what's the status there?
Yeah, they have gas masks for children. They also have tents. They can put a child in a tent where they don't have to have the scary gas mask on. And they actually have tents for families. The whole family can sit inside of a tent. And, of course, people have to pay for these things by themselves. But, yes, they do have things for children. It's very sad to see these little suits and gas masks for babies and children.
Now, Carol, did you have to pay for your gas mask yourself, or did you get that issued to you?
Well, I've had mine issued to me, and I will get a more updated gas mask when the government press office hands them out, because I'm a foreign journalist, and they don't want to hand them out until it's absolutely necessary, which we think it is now. But I do have a semi-updated gas mask that I didn't have to pay for. They will be handed out. If I went and if I wanted to order one, I could. Anyone can order one, and they can have it delivered. So that might be an option for me. I tried doing that before, and I got one that was semi-old, and that was not a good deal. I didn't realize it until after I got the gas mask and looked at the canisters. They have to be changed because now the sarin gas is what everyone is concerned about, and we need something to protect ourselves from that kind of gas.
Oh, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, when they have a tent and they seal it yourself up in a tent, you must have to have an oxygen supply. The more people in it, the more oxygen you need. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know how it works because I've only seen pictures of it and advertisement for it, and everything's in Hebrew. I speak Hebrew, but not that well, to where I can read all the technical things of how it works. But well, I can find out, and you can ask me that maybe on the email. How's that?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
anything else, Dave?
No, sir.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, basically, of course, what we're getting from the control media here in the United States is that your premier, Netanyahu, has said that since they can't depend upon America to deal with Iran, Iran may have to do this on her own and suddenly defend itself and perhaps even suddenly prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Basically, what are the thoughts of the people over there? Do they think that Netanyahu is sincere? Would they back him if he were to launch an attack on Iran? What's your general take on what's happening?
Yeah, I've heard that the Israeli people, after they took the polls, they realized that right now they're kind of standing alone. People aren't understanding that Iran, if they continue on the way they're doing, if this treaty was called a historical treaty, and Netanyahu said it was a historical mistake. And what we've done, actually, I'm an American citizen, what we've done is we've given Iran more time. And they said they're going to bring in the inspectors. They'll show them what they have. They're not going to take them to every facility. Actually, there's already problems. And then there was a comment that came out by Iran, and they said that they finally realized, the world finally realizes that Iran has a nuclear right, and they're allowing us to continue to enrich uranium. That's not what Obama supposedly said. They said for 6 months, we're going to, you got to stop everything, and then we're going to have real negotiations. So Netanyahu called Obama, and they discussed this on the phone, and the agreement is that Obama is going, or Netanyahu from Israel is allowed to send a team over to speak with the American government and come up with a final agreement. And Netanyahu said the only final agreement that's going to work is that they stop nuclear enrichment completely. And so Iran's not going to be happy about that. Iran's looking really good in the media right now, and I heard that there's now a propaganda film out that shows, you know, music playing and the foreign minister going through a building, talking about peace in the future and all this nice stuff for the West. But in front of the people, they got up and they said that the Jews are they call them rabid dogs, and they said that they are not human, that Iran, they are going to continue with the nuclear program, and they started chanting, death to America, death to Israel. This is the true face of Iran. They can break treaties. Muslims can break treaties because Muhammad did. Muhammad is their leader. And they said, Muhammad can break treaties and lies. And I learned this from my friends, my Palestinian friends. They can break treaties as long as it is for their cause. And their cause is, of course, to win the world for Allah or anything that is good for them. So how can you trust someone that is allowed to lie to you? So Netanyahu is going off of this, and he said, we need to be able to stand for ourselves. And the people here are in agreement, most of them, not all of them. They don't want to have a war. Israel does not want to have a war. But if they have to, they have to stop Iran before Iran has a nuclear bomb and sends it to Israel first and then starts attacking other countries.
Well, you know, certainly I have other sources of information, and some of the information I get suggests that Iran may have some nuclear weapons already. They may not be major ones, but they would be nuclear weapons. Have you heard anything at all about that, or would there be anything that you've heard that might verify that? In other words, Iran already does have nuclear weapons, but they're simply enriching the uranium so they can build more.
Yeah, actually, I have heard that. I've heard that in a couple sources. One of them was from the government here in Israel. And so they keep that kind of quiet because they don't want to scare the people. And yes, they believe that Iran does have some nuclear weapons, but they want to, they have plants, and not just one plant. They have more than one plant. They want to make that bomb. And you know what's going on is Saudi Arabia heard about that, Egypt's hearing about that, and saying, oh my gosh, the Shiites are going to have a bomb. We need to have a bomb so we can take care of them if they shoot at us. So it's really started an arms race over here. But yes, I have heard those reports, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm interested to know that because this has been my feeling for a long time. Nobody else has been saying it, but I certainly have. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, we've heard certainly some information here that there have been some negotiations between Israel and Saudi Arabia so that if Israel certainly was going to attack Iran, that they would have at least Saudi Arabia's support as far as refueling or using the bases there for the Israeli planes. Is there any truth to this? Have there been any secret negotiations, or would certainly the average person in Israel have any knowledge of what's going on behind the scenes between the leaders of Israel and the leaders of Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of reports about this, that Israel has been meeting with Saudi Arabia. And again, Saudi Arabia is a Sunni country. They do not want Iran to have nuclear weapons or a nuclear bomb. And they were against the agreement that Obama signed in Geneva. The Sunnis are against that agreement because they know that Iran is going to continue enriching uranium. So Saudi Arabia said, okay, we can't let them have it. Now, this is one thing. It's really funny because Saudi Arabia and Israel, of course, are not the best of friends. Actually, they're not friends at all. But they will come together on this agreement that they cannot let Iran have a nuclear bomb, and they will fight against that. And so, yes, Saudi Arabia is in agreement with Israel on this. And there are other countries also that are in agreement. Saudi Arabia is the one that they're working with. That is exactly what I've heard.
What about Sydney? What about Egypt? Now, basically, of course, we hear all sorts of problems as far as Egypt is concerned. They have a military dictatorship, and they've overthrown the government of Morsi because, of course, it was beginning to abridge freedom. These were basically the members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Once they got power, they're beginning just to destroy the fundamentals of the existing government. And they were going to establish a Muslim Brotherhood dictatorship. The military has moved in. And Sydney, what's going on in Egypt? My understanding, you know, that basically, of course, under Mubarak, why they were fairly prosperous, but it seems that things are just falling apart today in that area. What do you hear about Egypt, and what about the relationships between Egypt and Israel?
Yeah, well, first of all, Egypt is on Saudi Arabia's side. They do not want Iran to have a nuclear bomb, and so they are working now with Russia. See, we Americans were the ally that Egypt and Saudi Arabia would go to, and we were helping them. They are keys for us in the Middle East, and we need to have allies in the Middle East. Yet, because Obama's not dealing with them, they've turned to Russia. Russia is now dealing with Saudi Arabia and Egypt. We're losing our key allies here. That's the first point. The second is, yes, Egypt is fighting a war against the Muslim Brotherhood, and the military is not doing all that great. They are holding their ground. But the Muslim Brotherhood is demonstrating. It's caused a lot of conflict still in Egypt. A lot of people are getting killed right now. If Muslim Brotherhood wins, they want to have Sharia law over there. And the people really don't want it. The people that are learned, they went to university. They know what the West is like. They want freedom. And so they're fighting for that. And as one report said, America should be helping the army over there, because Muslim Brotherhood is a very dangerous organization, and we're not helping them as much as we should be helping them. So, yes, that's going to go on until we find out who's going to take over there, and hopefully the military will win, and we don't know who's going to go into power after that, though.
Okay, well, let's go to Patrick, who's calling us from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who's living in Jerusalem. Patrick, do you have a question for Cheryl?
Yes, Cheryl. I was just aware of the peace agreement that's currently going on and the negotiations with the Temple Mount. And I also am familiar with Irvin Baxter and some of his movements. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. But I was just wondering your idea on the end time prophecies in terms of this so-called peace agreement, and if that will, you know, consummate.
All right. Basically, do you see any relationship between the so-called peace agreement and end time prophecies?
Well, I've heard different things about this, and I've heard of Irving Baxter, but I don't know too much about what he's saying. But yes, people are saying that once there's a peace, this could start to the end time thing. But, you know, it's in the Bible. It said 2,000 years ago that we were in the last days. We know that we're 2,000 years closer in the last days. We're watching biblical prophecy being fulfilled in front of our eyes. And that's one of the reasons why I like living here. I feel like I have a front seat in the biblical battleground here, watching things unfold. And we know that the Lord is going to intervene at some point. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom right now, what's going on. It's stuff that is supposed to happen if we follow the biblical prophecies. I have a home group, and we sit down, and we take out the newspaper, and we take out the Bible, and we look where we're at the times. And, yes, it's very exciting that the Bible is coming to pass, and we are getting closer to going home and being with the Lord, and the Lord will intervene. So that's the good news. And those that know the Lord, of course, are going to be with him eternally. So my job here is to get as many people as I can to know the Lord so that we can have them up there with us. But as far as, is this going to start the 7 years? I don't know. And I guess we'll just wait and see.
Patrick, if I could suggest, we have a wonderful series of DVDs for Pastor Billy Crone. I don't know if you've heard my interviews with him, but we interview him regularly. And if I don't call him, why, he calls me. And basically, he has 8 sets of DVDs and something called The Final Countdown, going into the background, the prophetic nature of what's taking place. And each one of these sets from 1 to 8 has either 4 or 5 DVDs in it, and you'll find this fascinating to be able to correlate what is taking place today with prophecy. It's called The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. You can get that by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. And when Billy Crone lays this out, you can actually see the unfolding of prophecy today. Anything else, Patrick?
I think that's about it. And God bless you, Cheryl, and thank you for all of the work that you're doing.
God bless you.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Thank you so much, Patrick. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, you know, Sydney, Cheryl, we hear stories about what's going on in Syria, which is not that far from where you are. Apparently, over 120,000 civilians have been killed. Well, there's certainly the refugee camps all over there in Jordan and Turkey and certainly in Lebanon, and a couple of million certainly Syrians living in these camps. It sounds like the life in Syria is just totally destroyed. I mean, the average American has no idea how chaotic that must be. What do you hear of, you know, because certainly you're much closer to Syria and to all these refugees than we are.
Yeah, it's actually spilling over into Israel also. Now, the Syrian people don't want to flee into Israel. They don't want to be seen as taken in by the Jews. So when the Jewish people send them in water and food, aid and stuff like this, they can't put that it's coming from Israel. They have to do it incognito, so the Muslims won't know that they're getting stuff from Israel. They just want to help the people. And so they don't have camps here, yet we're taking in a lot of the wounded putting them in the hospitals here in Israel proper, then sending them back out. Yet just the other day, there were shots coming from Syria at the IDF that are on the Golan Heights, and they were specifically shooting at the IDF. So Israel shoots back when it's shot at. So that's all it turned into. No one was hurt, thank God. And yes, it's spilling over. Israel's watching that border intensely. A lot of the UN peacekeepers left the border. And that's why the chemical weapons are much easier to get to Hezbollah, because there's no one watching. Well, not many people watching that right now. So it's a huge problem. Israel doesn't know how it's going to turn out, so they have to be careful. Either way, whether they're Sunnis or Shiites, whoever wins, they still don't like Israel, and they do want to take over the Golan Heights. If they take over the Golan Heights from Israel, then Israel can be shot at the Sea of Galilee. Tourists can be shot at. And so Israel has to hold that ground. And that is, we're talking about 67 borders again. If we go back to 67 borders, Israel is actually putting a bullet to its own head, because that is, the security is going to be gone in Israel, and Netanyahu knows it. So very, very sensitive area up in the Syrian border. Yeah.
Well, of course, basically, of course, the Shia Muslims over there were actually protecting the Christians. The Sunni Muslims, who we are financing, are killing the Christians. They're going into the towns, they're killing the Christians. Why would we be financing these Sunni mercenaries who are coming from Europe, coming from all over that area, and who are killing the Christians? Nobody ever asks these questions. Our guest has been Cheryl Hancock, and certainly, if you want to get in touch with her, we certainly support her. We hope you will as well. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with Cheryl, and I always look forward to it every month. And basically, we do hope many of you out there will seriously pray for Cheryl. If you're a physician, help them financially. Why? Certainly she could use it, but certainly pray for her, for her provision and for protection. She's a very courageous lady. She visits us every time she comes back to the United States, and she was here just a few months ago in October, as I remember. We had a wonderful time with her. And this is the time, however, when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. And I will tell you that certainly the conservative Christian organizations such as ours all across the country are having real financial problems. We just got a letter from Cutting Edge, David Bay, today, talking about certainly the dramatic fall off in contributions, not only for himself, but for the other conservative Christian organizations. And I think this is because many people are having real financial problems, and many people are really very concerned about what's going on, and with good justification. However, we're going to continue doing what we do as long as we can. We had to drop our weekend program, in part because, of course, it was costing so much. But we are maintaining our programs during the week, 5 hours a day on certainly five days a week, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And certainly we have many of the programs. There'll be at least 15 different outlets that are carrying the program, certainly many of these hours. But we do need your help so we can continue doing what we're doing, because we have to buy time on radio stations. And so what you can do, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can certainly get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and get our newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter so that you can get the various tapes and DVDs and the other items we have. Certainly, if you'd like to get the health products, because this helps us and it will help you as well. These are the products that Barbara and I take. And basically, of course, most Americans are deficient in magnesium. 80% of people are deficient in magnesium, and you need it for your bones and for your brain and for your heart and for your muscles and for your bowels. And basically, you need to have the magnesium. And certainly, people should be on magnesium supplements. We have an excellent magnesium citrate product. Most people need supplementary vitamin D3 because we're not out in the sun getting adequate sunlight. And some of the other vitamins and minerals and flavonoids. If you'd like a list of the products we carry something called Prostate Support for men. And I will tell you that something I've taken for many years, and it really does help. Oh, basically, of course, we carry an iodorol, which is an iodine product, because so many people are deficient in iodine. And these things are all available by calling 1-800 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you want to go to our website, creativeliberty.com, where you can certainly watch our DVDs and where you can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. You can read so many of the other things we have posted there that we think are important, and certainly our telephone numbers. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do carry the Berkey water products. If you don't have a Berkey water filter or extra filters on hand, you should. We carry Miracle Sous soap products. We carry a line of spices. Why would we carry a lot of spices? Well, because it helps to raise funds to supplement what we do. And we've used these spices for a long time. And my wife loves them. In fact, so often when we have something that's good, and I say, boy, that's good, she says, well, thank old Bill, because these are old Bill's spices. He's been putting these out for many, many years, and we carry them. And you can get them, try them. If you like them, we hope you get them on a regular basis. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the night.